The main thing that's kept Hing Fu and his family from trying to become U.S. citizens is the cost.
We are below the poverty line currently at the moment.
Fu is a senior at UNC Charlotte. He and his mom immigrated from Hong Kong more than a decade ago, and his stepdad is from Mexico. He says they didn't know they may be able to waive the $680 fee for each application, but then they talked to the director of the Southeast Asian Coalition.
We wanted to become naturalized and we had financial trouble, so she referred this to us.
This is a workshop on becoming a citizen. About 100 immigrants took part. Not all needed financial help, but they all had questions about how to move forward.
Okay, so you're going to sign here before you send this in.
Becky Moriello was one of several lawyers offering free legal advice. She took Fu's family step by step through their applications.
All right, have you ever claimed to be a U.S. citizen?
No.
Okay. You've filed taxes every single year since you became a resident?
Mm-hmm.
Do you owe any back taxes?
No.
The application also goes through where you've lived, worked, vacationed, gone to school, whether you've been arrested or detained, and even...
Do you have any title of nobility in any foreign country, for example, as a princess or a duchess or anything like that, queen?
I always joke that if they were, they probably wouldn't have left.
Kidding aside, it's a daunting process. Fu and his family spent more than 4 hours going over their applications and making sure they're eligible to waive the fees because of their income.
A lot of folks don't know that option is available, so a lot of what we've been doing is really educating the community.
That's Kat Bao Lee. She's the director of the Southeast Asian Coalition, which teamed up with the Latin American Coalition and Catholic Social Services to put on the workshop. It's part of a national movement called the New Americans Campaign, which focuses on 8 major cities with large numbers of legal immigrants.
The reason Charlotte was selected is because there's a very high amount of legal permanent residents here in Mecklenburg County. Basically, there's over 15,000.
At this workshop, there were people from Southeast Asia, East Africa, Latin America, and Eastern Europe. And while they were taking another step towards citizenship, just one floor below, 12 immigrants were taking the last step.
Raise your right hand, candidates for citizenship, and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath.
It was the first time U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services held a naturalization ceremony at UNC Charlotte. As the 12 immigrants from 8 different countries said their last words before becoming Americans, a few teared up.
So help me God. Congratulations.
This was 11 years in the making for Marta Lucia Agudelo and her husband, who were granted political asylum from Colombia.
We left everything in our country, jobs, house, family, and we came directly to Charlotte with no English. And then we apply, we're granted a political asylum. We wait for 5 years to get our green card, and then we have to wait 5 more years to get our citizenship. But we are so happy and proud to be American.
For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.